Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Beya, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. In this Mishnah, we're going to see three dinim, the Yerz Hashem Yisbarach, in the Inyan of Hilchas Yamtev, where there's a machlokes between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. The Chiddush is going to be, as the Tosfos Yamtev explains this, that even though Rabbi Gamliel was actually from the Einik Lach, from the grandchildren of Hillel, he was machmir in regard to these three halachas, according to the Beis Shammai. Incidentally, here's the Seder of the Yichus, as the Meiri explains this at the beginning of Masechtas Avos. Hillel, who argued with Shammai, he lived 100 years before Churban Bayis Sheni, and he was from the children of Malchus Beis David. His son was Rabbi Shimon, and his son was Rabbi Gamliel Hazakim, and his son was Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. This is the Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was one of the Hasada Harugei Malchus before the Churban. His son, he's the Rabbi Gamliel of our Mishnah. That's the Rabbi Gamliel that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was mispalu for, that the family should be saved, and he lived in Yavna after the Churban. This Rabbi Gamliel was in the same time as Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. His son was also named Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He's mentioned often in the Mishnayos. And his son was Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was Mesadr the Mishnais. And his son was Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who's mentioned in Pirkei Avos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. So that gives us a little bit of an understanding of the message of our Mishnah. Let's begin once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Shlosh Advarim, there are three things. In the Inyanim of Yom Tov, Rabbi Gamliel Machmer, that Rabbi Gamliel was more strict Kidivrei Beis Shammai, although his own grandfather, Hillel, was makel on this. Here's the first of those three halachas. Ein toimnin esachamen, you can't do hatmana, literally to hide or to insulate, esachamen, the hot water, me yamtiv l'shabbos, from yamtiv to Shabbos. Hatmana means to wrap something on all six sides, six meaning around and around, plus on top and on bottom, to keep it warm. So there are different halachas. Now, we learned earlier in Mishnah Aleph that when Yom Tov falls on Erev Shabbos, you cannot cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless you made an Erev Tavshila. According to the Beis Shammai, everything has to be broken down. If you want to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you have to prepare a cooked thing from Erev Yom Tov. And that's the only thing you can do, cook. If you want to bake, you have to prepare a baked thing. And if you want, on Yom Tov, to do Hatmana, on Chamin, for the purpose of Shabbos, then you had to have done some Hatmana from Erev Yom Tov. And if you didn't make an Erev for Hatmana, then you can't do Hatmana from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Now the Beis Hillel disagree. The Beis Hillel say, Erev Tavshila is a general thing. You prepare something that's cooked, and you can do everything else. The Tavshel is matter all melachos shel oichel nefesh that you want to do from Yom Tov to Shabbos. In this case, Rabbi Gamliel was machmer according to the Beis Shammai, even though the halach is like the Beis Hillel. That's why we say in the nusach of the Erev Tavshilin, Bahadein Eruva, with this Erev, Yeshari lana, it'll become mutter for us to bake, to cook, to do hatmana, to light candles, to do whatever we have to do from Yom Tov to Shabbos. All of that is included in the Erev. Although, we did mention earlier that our minhag is to prepare both a baked thing and a cooked thing. Okay, now the second thing. The Rabbi Gamliel is machmer according to the Beis Shammai. The ein zoikvin es ha-menayra. You can't put together a menayra b'yamtiv an yamtiv. Here, we're talking about the malacha of boina and saiser, of building and taking apart, which is one of the lametes malachas. It's aser on yamtiv the same way it's aser on Shabbos. But there's a machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, im yesh binyan v'stira b'kelim olay. Does the malacha of boina and saiser apply to kelim, or maybe it only applies to buildings? Now, to make a keli from scratch, just to create a new keli, everyone is moida, that's binyan, and you would be chayiv al tzboina. For that matter, to take a full, complete keli and to break it, everyone holds, that would be stira. You would be chayiv al saiser. The machloikis between the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel would be in regard to a case like this. We have a keli that you have to assemble. It's made up of different parts. This menorah is made so that you can take it apart and you put it back together. By putting it back together, or for that matter, taking it apart, is that binyan or stira? The Beshami say yes, and the Beshilo say no. Incidentally, the machloikas is only if you don't have to professionally click it together. But if it's a major work to mamish put the pieces together, then it would be binyan according to everyone. So we have over here a menorah shel pirakim, that's what it's called. A menorah that's made up of different pieces. And right now it has to be assembled. The Beshamay say, the ein zoikfin. You can't put the pieces back together. Not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, and you would be chayav as the malach of baina. But the Besil hold that it's mutter. As long as you don't put it in very strongly into place, they hold ein binyan v'stira b'kelim. But even the Beis Hillel dafka matter on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, even the Beis Hillel would be moided that it's also mid Rabbanan to assemble it. Because Chazal were geyser on Shabbos, even if you don't put it in very strongly connected as a gzeira, you may come to force it in, and then it would be chayav al zboina. But on Yom Tov, which is somewhat treated in a more lenient way than Shabbos, because there's no einish skil on Yom Tov, it's a lav, it is a deraisa, but it's not an einish skil, so they weren't geyser as much. That's how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav explains it. So this is the second thing the Rebbe Gamliel holds like the Beshama. What's the third thing? Zok the Mishnah Vayter. V'ein oifen. We may not bake. Pitin geritzen. Thick loaves of bread. Pitin is bread. Pas is bread. Geritzen means it's thick. Eler kikin. Only like thin wafers. The Beshama hold. We don't want you to bake too much on Yom Tov. Mishum tircha. The Bisil say, it doesn't bother us if you're baking extra bread on Yom Tov, because there's a rule. Bizman shapas meruba hu nefes yafa, when there's a lot of bread being baked, all of the bread is better. So even if you're not using all of the bread for Yom Tov, but you need a lot of bread to make the challahs that you are using for Yom Tov gishmak. Some explain, the Bishamay don't want us to bake thick loaves of bread, because it's easy to do. And therefore, while you're doing it, you say, you know what, let me chaperein the bread for the supper during the weekday after Yom Tov as well. That's what the Bishamay you're worried about. But the thinner bread, smaller pieces, that's harder to do. You have to prepare each piece of dough in a special way. You have to work on it. So it's less likely for him to say, you know what, let me just get this over with. Let me just keep going. It's not so easy to keep going. So therefore, the Bishamay say, if we're only going to allow you to do the rekikin, there's a greater chance you'll just do it for Yom Tov and not for after Yom Tov. So here's the third halacha where Rebbe Gamliel holds like the Beis Shammai. Omer Rebbe Gamliel. Rebbe Gamliel said, you should know me and Mayan Shel Beis Abba from all the days that I remember in Father's house. That's Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel. Loi haya oifen. They would never bake pitin geritzin, thick loaves of bread on Yom Tov, el rekik, and only these thin wafers. So they also held like the Beis Shammai. Amru Lois of the Chacham of his generation said to him, Ma nasa leveis avicha. What shall we do with your father's household? It was an expression. There's no raya from your father's household that they didn't bake the thick loaves of bread. They did it, shoya machmir in alatzma. They were machmir on themselves. Not because they held that that's the halacha, because umakilin, lechal Yisrael, they were much more lenient with the rest of Klal Yisrael. They gave them the heterlius oifen pitin geritzen to bake the thick loaves of bread. So b'emes, they hold out the halachas like the Beis Hillel. And furthermore, you know what else they were makel on? The chayri. Chayri is like a large dough that's baked on coals. It requires a large fire because the coals very quickly start getting smaller and smaller. In other words, the fire gets lower and lower in them. So the point is that there's a lot of tircha over here. But they allowed for it. Others understand v'chayri means very big pieces of bread. But either way, the chacham of his generation said, don't bring a raya from your father's house. They were machmer on themselves, but that doesn't mean that that's the halacha. So once again, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that there are three things that the Rebbe Gamliel of this generation was machmer according to the Beis Shammai. One is that even if you prepared a cooked piece of food, you can't do hatmana from Yom Tov to Shabbos unless you made an Erev in hatmana. You did some insulating, some putting something in a wrap material all around, from before Shabbos, the same way you have to do it for cooking, you have to do it for baking, and you have to do it for Hetman. The second thing is, they held you not allowed to assemble this menorah that comes in pieces, even if you don't have to click it into place very strongly. And the third thing is that he held you can't make thick pieces of bread, only the thin wafers. And all these things the Beis Hillel are mekel, but Rav Gamliel was machmer according to the Beis Shammai. And once again about the thick pieces of bread, why are the Beis Shammai machmer? So we said one shot, it's actually a machloikas Rashi Tosis, we said one shot, the Beis Shammai don't want us to bake extra bread on Yom Tov Mishum Tircha, and the Beis Hillel say it's okay because the more that's baking at the same time, each piece is better. We had another pshat that actually the big pieces of bread are easier to do. You have smaller, thinner pieces, you have to work much longer on each piece of dough that you're doing. And the Bishami's concern was that if it's easier to do, there's a greater chance you're already going to do it for the weekday also. And at the end of the Mishnah, we learned Rabbi Gamliel said, not just me, but my father's house also, they didn't bake the pitan geritz and only rikikin. And the Chacham of his generation said they were only machmer on themselves. But for everyone else, they were mekel. They allowed them to bake big pieces of bread as well as v'chayri. And we said that there are two explanations to what v'chayri is. The Batanura learns it means baking a dough on coals, which requires much more tircha, because you have to constantly keep the coals going. And some learn v'chayri just means very big pieces of challah.